Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today. Our guest on today's This Week in America is Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark, author of the revolutionary book, Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness, a book full of practical real-world information for those who are struggling with a mental illness in themselves or a close family member, information that the mental health system will not usually talk about. The book is unlike any other. The author, Dr. Clark, has been a psychiatrist and a mental patient. She shares her unique perspective and learnings from both the point of view of a patient and a provider. She's lived symptom-free for nearly 18 years. Dr. Clark has treated over 10,000 patients, recently retired, and continuing to help others. The author of Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness, our guest on the program, Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark. Dr. Clark, welcome to the program. It is indeed a pleasure to have you with us on the program today.
Thank you so much.
This is such an important book, and as I say, you bring a unique perspective. Before we talk about the book, let's go back and talk about the battles, the struggles that you had. Very bad bipolar disorder, suicide attempts, symptom-free since 2001. Give us briefly a little bit of your background, which will put everything you're doing in perspective.
Well, I noticed that I would have an episode of mental illness every time I got very upset about something. And the illness first hit me when I was 22, when I was in the third year of Columbia Medical School. But I noticed that every time, and in those days, I was very upsettable. So I said to myself, if I want the illness to intrude less in my life, how about I make myself much less upsettable so that the trigger that starts me on an episode of illness won't happen so often? So one of the arguments I used with myself was, for instance, maybe I spilled a half gallon of orange juice all over the kitchen floor. And I'd say to myself, okay, so what person that I know is going to die in the next few minutes because I spilled a carton of orange juice?
Yes.
The answer is usually nobody.
Yes.
So why do you get, you know, just mop it up? And then you have to clean the mop and then you're done. And another argument I used is to say, think back to this date last year. For instance, May 1st, 2018, what precisely were you concerned about on that day? Now, unless that date happens to be a wedding anniversary or the day of birth in the family or a death in the family, you probably don't remember. And yet, it's likely that you had something on your mind. So if you can't remember a year later, you probably won't remember spilling the orange juice a year later. So
Exactly. Just
calm down. You know, it's fixable. What you have to do is mop it up. And you know what? You can survive perfectly fine without your orange juice for 6 days until you get another opportunity to go to the grocery store.
Yes,
I don't drive, so I have to plan everything.
Well, that is such practical advice, and that's advice that we all can use every day in our lives. That's why the book, Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness, is so important. But for you, it really got you through these hurdles that you had in life.
Yes, and I had a lot of difficulty because, for instance, I was hospitalized 15 times in the first 10 years. When you get out of the hospital, you probably have lost your job. You may have been evicted. I mean, it really is, you have to start all over again. And so not being hospitalized was my first goal. And then I decided, well, how about no emergency room visits and no extra calls to your psychiatrist? And how about just be calm. And the proof of the pudding is, in 2015, I had an electrical fire, which was none of my making. The previous owner had fiddled with the electricity in the walls, and I lost a great many possessions. I am super grateful that no living creature, not I, not my neighbors, not the firemen, nobody's pets, were hurt in the fire. So I lost a lot of stuff. But, you know, that's life. And I went immediately into coping mode. I didn't stop and do any, oh, woe is me, oh, my goodness, oh, you know.
Yes.
Because it's not useful. It won't get you where you want to go. Now, for some things like the death of a parent or the death of a very good friend, obviously you need to take some time and grieve. I'm not saying you should never have an emotional reaction. But for the normal things of everyday life, for instance, yesterday I had a terrible time with my Skype. I just said, well, we've got a problem with Skype. And then my marketer thought of opening up a new Skype account for me, which wouldn't get Microsoft to say it's been blocked and it's stuck. And
yes.
You know, so
that is
for him that he thought of that.
Yes. And that's the attitude you have to have working with technology, or you can spend the entire day just sort of mad at the world. And it works. That was sort of a workaround that you came up with. And that the interview that we're doing today is available on our YouTube channel at thisweekinamerica.us. Our guest on the program is Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark, talking about the book Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness. And the book is so important and goes into depth of all of the struggles that you had symptom-free since 2001, a real episode a couple of years ago where I'm sure it was very difficult and you were able to get through that and flourish after that point. Something that's interesting, and I know you've talked about this, is someone once said to you, get out of your head that you might do something meaningful in your life because you are mentally ill. Talk about that, why it was said, and your reaction to that.
Why it was said was that I talked to the doctor about eventually getting back to medical school. Remember, I was in Columbia when
yes.
I had a break. And he just said, you know, that's not real, it's impossible, and so on. And he said this, get out of your head. Now, I will immediately say, I had a patient once who was walking along the street, and in front of her was a young woman with a baby in a pram, and mom hit a big, nasty pothole, which she wasn't expecting, and the baby was bounced out of the pram and landed in the street. Well, my patient ran out into the street instantly and picked up the baby. And then the red light that was a block away from us changed, and all that traffic came buzzing along by. She saved the baby's life. I think that's very meaningful. And this was a very much mentally ill person
who was able to do something. I can't imagine anything much more meaningful than saving a human life, which she was able to do it in that circumstance. With us on the program, I want to give you all the information where the book is available, because it is so powerful. Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness. Our guest on the program is the author, Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark. The book is available wherever you'll find books, and her website is Dr. Shauna, SHANA.net. So you can link onto our website and get all the information on the book. The book, as I mentioned in the beginning, is designed for people who are mentally ill themselves, a close family member. It really gives them health information, a lot of it from a perspective we're not used to seeing. One area you have, and this is so important, is how to save money. That's a very important chapter in the book. Talk about that, the importance, and how we can, because you look at treatment, and this can be very expensive.
Well, what I was mainly targeting is that most insurances, I'm saying most because there may be one that it does not, but I have never encountered it, are affiliated with what are called 90-day supply houses. And these 90-day supply houses will send you 90-day supply. It doesn't matter how many pills you take a day. I mean, I have one that I take 7 pills a day, so times 90, that's 630. And they charge one copay for the full 90 days, rather than if you go to your corner pharmacy, you have a copay for 30 days, copay for 60 days, 3 copays. Now, there's another thing, which is one of my medications was moved from tier 2, which is less desirable from the pharmacy's point of view and more expensive than tier 1, but still possible, to tier 3, which is just out of sight price. But it's to take 300 milligrams every night. Now, if instead of having one 300 milligram pill, I take 3 100 milligram pills, the 100 milligrams has not been moved to another tier. So it comes out much cheaper. I just have a little more swallowing to do.
And to save that money, it's well worth that. That's the practical advice that you will find in the book, Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness. Something else that you have in there is so important is how to have a talk with a provider. And you could, having a talk is one thing, but being able to make sure they are listen and understand you, and that you feel equal, that you can express yourself in talking to a provider once you get over that intimidation factor. Talk about that and how we need to go about that to make sure that we are heard when we have their attention.
One of the things which I noticed fairly early on, even when I was still in medical school, is that let's say the doctor gives a patient a medication which 70% of the people who start on this medication, at least in the beginning, feel sleepy. She comes back to see the doctor on the first visit after she got the prescription, and she says, "This medication makes me feel very sleepy." Now, I always unpack a side effect. In other words, how sleepy? Have you ever actually fallen asleep in a socially inconvenient situation? But many doctors don't. And the doctor who hears 70% of his patients come back and say, I'm sleepy, most of them mean they drive home from work and they yawn 3 or 4 times before dinner. Now, let's say this particular patient, by sleepy, she means she fell asleep at the wheel driving home yesterday. And she can't understand why the doctor doesn't take that seriously. And the thing is, the doctor's experience is that almost everybody complains of being a little sleepy, but it's not serious. So what I would recommend is to tell the absolute truth. If the story is, doctor, I fell asleep at the wheel yesterday and I managed to pull over and take a nap and then go home, you have to say, I fell asleep at the wheel. I cannot continue to take this. And that situation, any doctor will change the medication. But if you just say, I'm sleepy, and you don't convey that you're one of the few for which this is a serious problem, he probably won't react much.
So it's really important how you present what you're saying, that you really describe the seriousness of the side effect.
And if something made you so dizzy that you fell down the stairs, for God's sake, say so.
Yes.
You know, whatever. Now, if it's a small thing and you have a couple of yawns before dinner or you just feel a little lightheaded, well, you know, since that doesn't really need a change, maybe you could use the time for something else that you do need to talk about. In other words, I would recommend that a person think about what they're going to say and think about what's important. And if something isn't important, an awful lot of people come to the doctor and they say things like, Aunt Tilly and Aunt Priscilla just can't get along, and they go on with an example of this. That has nothing to do with their illness, is of no interest to the doctor, and you're wasting time. So I would recommend rehearsing what you're going to say. And if I can get to it, I'm just finishing up my autobiography in case somebody gets curious. But my fourth book that I'm planning is How to Talk to Your Provider, because
that's really needed.
A variety of situations.
That is really needed. And I hope we have an opportunity to talk about that when you've written that, because that is so often people will leave an appointment with their provider and think of things they should have said or should have said differently. And you're talking about rehearsing and preparing before you go in. All of this great information is in Dr. Clark's book, Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness. Our guest on the program, the author, is Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark. The book is available, and order your copy now. This is a book that will be very valuable for the family. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other online bookstores. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Dr. Shauna's website is drshauna.net. That's S-H-A-N-A, drshauna.net. Time going by so quickly in the program, so much more to talk about. Something that's in the book that's really important, I would think, would be for other family members. They're always concerned about, how do I handle this situation? How do I talk to a family member who is suffering from mental illness? You address that in the book. Talk about how we go about, as family members, being there and supportive.
Well, one of the things is to not voice your concerns as if they were already fact. By that I mean, suppose somebody is hit by the mental illness when they're in college. When you see them, don't say, oh, you're never going to get back to college. That may be something you're worried about. But when they're still in the hospital, that's not the time to talk about that. Tell them all the good things about them. And don't get upset if they look as if they haven't combed their hair recently, or, you know, they're not clean shaven or whatever. That's all superficial. It can be fixed very quickly. So, but make them feel that you care about them and that they have done good things in their lives. Even if it's only things like they coach Little League, and don't say used to. Take it as a given that they're going to get back to their lives. Don't take it as a given that they're defeated. Unfortunately, many providers have been so discouraging, just like that man who said, get out of the idea out of your head that yes, you're ever going to do something meaningful. They have been so discouraging that the very idea that somebody has a mental illness, from their family's point of view, may mean they're done for. Now, about 90% of the people who come to us with mental illness symptoms can be either gotten their symptoms to nothing or very substantially improved. We do about as well as surgeons do. And that's been studied and it's been proven.
Yes.
It's no longer a hit or miss, and we don't know what we're doing, and my goodness. But mostly, be optimistic. Don't say when you get back to school, because we don't know when that's going to be, but say, you know, maybe next year we could go have a picnic on your birthday. Or, I brought you the whodunits that you like so much to read.
Yes.
Even if the person is not quite yet up to reading, that's a recognition that they were a reader and this is something they enjoy, and it may be something they make as a personal goal.
Just some of the information, and the book is many, many chapters of information that really is life-altering for people. The book is Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness. The author is Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark. Her website is drshauna.net. The book's available, and you need to check it out at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other online bookstores. Her other book is My Money is on the Turtle and Working, as we found out in the program today. Other books as well. So hopefully we'll have Dr. Clark back on the program to talk about that. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A minute or so left at the end of the program here, Doctor. How satisfying has this been for you in writing the book, Taming the Dragon, talking about your situation, the unique perspective you're bringing, and giving some very practical information to people who are suffering and need it? This has to be very rewarding for you.
Well, I really am hoping that I can get the book into the hands of the people that need it. That's why I took a big bite out of my royalty in order to be able to keep the price very low, because I want people with mental illness to be able to afford it. I would like to mention My Money's on the Turtle is a book about trying to convince people that they'd be better off to give up their old grudges and resentments and envies and jealousies and all that stuff. And because as they get older, if they keep thinking about the same old incident which made them unhappy, the brain thinks that's what you want to think about. And when you wake up in the morning, it will present this old nasty story to you. So get rid of it. And I talk about how to forgive, which from my point of view is means only how to stop wanting to get even, how to stop wanting to have vengeance, and just let go of the incident, saying to yourself, well, things happen and sometimes people are unkind, period.
Well, that sounds like another fascinating conversation, because so many of us, it sort of haunts us, something that happened 10, 15 years ago that we just can't get rid of. And that book by Dr. Clark is My Money is on the Turtle. The book we're talking about, Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness, Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark, our guest on the program. Dr. Clark, it was a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on the success that you've had in sharing your message with other people and helping literally turn lives around. I talked about 10,000 people that you've actually treated, probably thousands more in reading the book will get inspiration from what you've gone through and the help you're giving them in seeking help themselves. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been great fun.
It really has been. We got Skype worked out, and I love it, putting everything in perspective, and that will get us all through lives, and hopefully we can do this again. Our guest on the program, Dr. Shauna Sinead W. Clark, Taming the Dragon, Managing Mental Illness. Her website is drshauna.net. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.